like to welcome you to the Board of Supervisors meeting for Tuesday, February 12th. Would you please rise and join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Member Mark Moyer?
Here.
Member Justin Engel?
Here.
Member Matt Weir?
Here.
Member Rick Samuda?
Here.
Chairwoman Susan Quirk?
Here. Just want to let everyone know that the board did meet in executive session at 5:30 to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. And as a reminder to everyone, all public sessions of the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. And speakers are also asked to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less. Just as an ongoing reminder, please to make sure your cell phones are silenced. Thank you. And also to be respectful of everybody in the room tonight. We're going to move on to adoption of the minutes of the Board of Supervisors meeting from January 22nd, 2019. Do I have a motion? Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And now on to new business. A through 23, consideration of adoption of all or... Oh, I'm so sorry. Mr. Gamble, you would have reminded me. I apologize. I apologize. Let's turn now to visitor and public comment. And again, please approach the podium, tell us your name and address, and please try to limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
Dave Weaver, 214 Java. And I just wanted to say thanks to anybody and everybody that had a hand in working with PPNL so far. It seems like it's headed in the right direction. And thanks, appreciate it, and hopefully Comcast can do the same.
Thank you. For those of you who don't know, PPNL is going to be holding an open house here tomorrow, 6 to 9, is that correct? And if you've not been following this, 6 to 9, right? 6 to 8?
6 to 9.
And everyone is invited, but anybody who lives along a proposed route of theirs or a previously proposed route of theirs is invited for sure to attend. And we have been very, very pleased with their response to the community and to this board, and appreciate all the residents who've worked so hard to work along with the Township and PPNL to hopefully get some very positive results for our community. So. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gary Garber. I live at 930 Silver Hill Road. I really don't have anything to say right now, but I'd like to verify that you do have public comment after the business session. Is that correct?
Yes, we have some at the end of the meeting as well.
All right, we'll see how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. Wayne Rivers, 815 Cypress Court. Question. There was a Facebook posting recently about a delay in the rec center by 2 months. Construction could push out the final phase. Can anybody tell us any more about that?
Sure. We could do it now, or we could wait till we get to your report. Matt, are you planning on sticking around, Wayne? Or?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Absolutely. The bid specifications, we had determined that there was some more work that needed to be done on the specs. Rather than sending the specs out on the street, where we would have required an addendum to send out to the contractors, which would potentially have elevated bid costs, we delayed for 2 weeks. So actually, bids went out today. We expect them back March 12th for review, and then it would be before the board March 26th for their consideration. From that point, we've got a month in mobilization.
Coming in.
Thank you. About a month for mobilization, and then demolition would start sometime in April, and we're about a 14-month construction period. Right now, anticipated opening of the entire center would be early July of 2020.
So this doesn't have anything to do with the peer review?
No. No, okay. Two separate issues.
Okay.
That's basically a 2-week delay.
Yes, in the bidding process, two-week delay.
And when is that peer review due?
We expect to have something back draft within the next week and a half to 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I want to thank Justin for showing up at a meeting that we had at the library last week. He was very informative. So thanks. Appreciate you coming out. And we'd like all members of the board to stop in and see what we're concerned about. The other question I have is routine. How are we doing progressing with the entertainment tax? And Justin, you said that you were working on it. Could you please tell us who are the participants participating in the discussion so we know? And are we moving forward? Thank you.
So there's a lot of different, as we always say, there's a lot of different aspects to that relationship. The most active discussion going on right now is with IDBA members and council and bond council and PFM with HDNR about refinancing the Giant Center, which is a component of the relationship between the township and HDNR. So the discussions are active, they're going on, and nothing to report right now, but I would say we're making progress.
Thank you.
Hi, Ryan Lane, 230 West Arriva. I looked at the PFM budget projections that were used for the 2019 budget, and there are three line items that I want to kind of focus on tonight. One was septage revenue, I think it comes in 2022, and it's listed at $375,000. I have spoken previously out against that. I think there's still a lot of questions about that number, whether or not there's, you know, legality to the township taking money. We don't have to debate that now, but I'm just saying there's a lot of risk to that number. I don't think it's a real number. The other number is the bond refinancing for the Giant Center. That's a line item showing $250,000, $250,000. I'm not sure what year that comes in. But I think unless the interest rates are just enormously high, that's a cash flow problem. It's not really new revenue. The county does send hotel tax to Dairy Township's way to kind of pay down that debt. And I think it's presumptuous to think that all that hotel tax will still be coming our way if our costs are reduced. Maybe it will, but at the end of the original bond term, I'm sure the rest of the county will like to see that money. So I think it might just be a cash flow timing thing. The other thing is proposed or projected tax, property tax revenue increases. And if you look at the Hershey Trust Company's economic impact statement for the West End, a lot of the numbers sort of line up. I'm not sure where you guys, and all these numbers were provided to PFM, and they disclaimered them that way. But I'm not sure where all that increased property tax is coming from. I assume it closely lines up with kind of build out of the West End. That's a 10 to 15 year build out. We all know the recessions can happen, other things can happen that will slow that. So I question kind of the ramp up from 80,000 in a year or two to $250,000 in 2026. So tonight, you know, I listened to Planet Money recently where they said, you know, people can disagree. Well, tonight I want to kind of take their advice, and I'm going to, and they did this with Bitcoin a couple years ago, and Warren Buffett did it. I would like to make a bet, a friendly wager with you guys. I'm going to wager that those three line items, the projections, don't come out to be more than 50% of what they're projected to be. So that means all you have to be is, and I'll wager you $1 per year, those projections aren't 50% of their value. So that means at least four of you who voted to approve the budget based on those projections should at least have 50% confidence that all those numbers are real and will come to fruition. So I guess which one of you or all of you would like to take that $1 per year bet?
I will happily
take that. All right. Public record.
Yeah,
well, symbolic $1.
Canadian dollar.
No,
I'll learn it.
So. And that's easy to say, I'll be off the board by then. But so Brian, I do. There's a couple of those items.
Now 3 minutes.
Oh, I didn't
hear. Yeah, and there's a couple of those items that I think I feel very confident something will come to fruition. At least 50%.
At least 50%. All right. And then one last, the timing, do you guys have any bid validation, you know, between bids received and notice to proceed? Will you review the bids to make sure there's not like glaring omissions, that sort of thing?
Yes.
Yeah. And what's the timeline for that? A couple weeks?
Okay. Between the 12th and the 26th, basically.
Okay, 2 weeks. Okay.
And Brian, if you ever want to talk more about the hotel tax or understand that a little bit better and how that works with the Giants, I'd be happy to.
Okay. And then, where is it advertised, the bidding document?
It's advertised on PennBid.
PennBid.
Okay. And then we're advertising locally in the Patriot News as well. Second class.
Do you need to pay to be a member of PennBid, or can anyone sort of get the plans and such?
I believe they're free on PennBid.
Okay.
Yep. They just have to establish an account.
All right, thank you.
Now you have your reading for tonight.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Public comment? Again, we will have an opportunity again at the meeting. All right, hearing none, we will move on to item A through 23, consideration of adoption of all or a portion of ordinance number 708, which would amend Chapter 225 zoning, Section 225 to 905 zoning map amendments of the Code of Township of Derry. Chuck?
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Chairperson.
See, they're all right. Even chairman is fine.
The public hearing for Ordinance 708 was held on November 13, 2018. Ordinance 709, which is the next item on the agenda this evening, was also heard that same evening. Testimony was closed on both items at that hearing, and tonight is to give the board an opportunity to take action on any part of the ordinances. Ordinance 708, which is this first item, proposed to change the zoning classification of two different properties within the township. The first area to be discussed is the Garber Tract, what we call the Garber Tract, fronting on Middletown Road, Stoverdale Road, and Haler Road, affecting approximately 66 acres of land. This property would be rezoned first from conservation to Plan Campus West, and then with the Plan Campus West, it would receive an active adult community overlay. The second property is adjacent to Grace United Methodist Church, located on East Main Street, west of Route 322. This property is currently zoned Plan Campus West. In this case, only the overlay would need to be established. The changes would be consistent with the township's comprehensive plan, the long-range view for the township, even to the point of the Garber Tract becoming Plan Campus West. At the time of the adoption in 2017 of the new zoning ordinance, there was a conscientious effort to hold off on zoning Garber Plan Campus West because of traffic concerns along Middletown Road. The Derry Township Planning Commission at their meeting on October 2nd, 2018 recommended approval of the ordinances, as did the Dauphin County Planning Commission. To provide a place for aging in place within the township, I am recommending adoption of Ordinance 708 for either or both properties. I likewise will ultimately recommend the adoption of Ordinance 709 when that agenda item comes forward.
Anyone have any questions for Chuck? Any discussion?
So Chuck, just let me clarify, we're not rezoning the property by the Grace United Methodist Church out of agricultural conservation.
No, that's correct.
It's already Plan Campus
West. That is Plan Campus West today, that's correct.
But this is a zoning overlay
that would be imposed on top of it.
Thank you.
That basically.
Anyone else have any questions for Chuck? Bob? I might offer that I'm not sure as a board we're prepared to take action on the property along Middletown Road. That I might suggest that if we're not prepared to take action on that tonight, that we consider adopting an overlay district for the other property listed. In fact, I'll go ahead and make that motion that Ordinance 708 is adopted only to provide for the zoning overlay for the 53.531 acres of land located south of East Main Street, adding the active adult community overlay district to that property. Is that second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? That motion carries. B25, consideration of adoption of ordinance 709, which would amend chapter 225 zoning of the code of the township of Derry.
Thank you. So ordinance 709, as I've stated, is really the text side of the map overlay. And within that text side, it creates overlay 14 within the township's zoning ordinance as an active adult community overlay. This amendment also proposes specific criteria for active adult communities. It's the intent of the ordinance to promote active adult living in close proximity to commercial services, to ensure commercial uses within the development remain in an intensity compatible with the mixed-use development. That is the theme of the ordinance. I am recommending adoption of ordinance 709.
Any
members,
Mr. Chuck? Is there a motion that ordinance 709 be adopted as written and proposed? Moved by Mr. Weir.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Zamuda. Sorry.
I thought you just said we're going to table 709.
Okay. Chuck, I'm sorry, I apologize.
So 7 and 9 is the text amendment to the ordinance that creates the overlay district within the township. It doesn't assign it to any particular property, but it creates the requirements for mix of housing for, it's the text portion of the ordinance.
So that can go hand in hand with the previous decision
to
add the overlay zoning to the one property.
Without this ordinance being passed, the overlay zoning has no direction.
For which property?
For the property.
For the one that is
correct. For the property next to Grace United Methodist.
And then moving forward, for any property we would also assign that overlay district to, this would then walk hand
that's,
in hand
that's
with that.
Correct. So this is just the text portion, not the zoning map portion. This sets the criteria for what happens within the zoning district. So
to include the property out by Gold's Gym?
Yes. Well, yes, that's what it would affect.
Tonight, that's what it would affect. And if we added that overlay to another property down the road, this would also work with that.
So we're just establishing the text of that overlay, not the application of that overlay to a particular parcel of property.
That's correct. That's what Ordinance 709 does. Just creates the text.
And we have a first and a second, right?
We do. I take the motion to by Mr. Weir, seconded by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you, Chuck, for working to explain all this to us. Item C11, authorization to enter into an agreement with the Derry Township School District related to easements, improvements, and maintenance in conjunction with Hershey Community Center projects.
Thank you. As the board is aware, we've been working with the Derry Township School District throughout the planning process as it relates to the community center project. And in addition, from the beginning, we've also been looking at the school district, the library, and the community center site as one, and determining connections for both pedestrian and vehicular circulation on the campus. As a result of some of those improvements, some of which are located on the school district's property, this agreement specifies the various easements and maintenance responsibilities for these facilities. One note, the Derry Township School District did approve this agreement last evening at their public meeting. Rather than go through the legalities of the agreement itself, and I did attach a site plan to the back of your agenda, but Chuck was kind enough to put it up on the screen here for us this evening. I thought what I could do is just kind of work around this site in a clockwise fashion, start up here, and I'll work my way around here, identifying each of the facilities that are mentioned within the agreement and the associated maintenance responsibilities for each of those as it's laid out in the agreement. So I think that'll probably be the simplest way. So as we start at the northern end of the site here, there is a pedestrian connection here. As part of the shared parking agreement that the township has with the school district, those lots and those parking areas would be located at the Early Childhood Center, which is up here, and also over on this area of the school district property by the middle school. So in order to make accessible connections to those two parking areas, there's a regrading and a connection here, which will be a pedestrian bridge that will connect the site on the north from the Early Childhood Center. And there's also a small bridge that will connect at the bottom of the parking lot to the trail that is going to be established along this line here, along the fence line of the track area of the school district, and connect over to the trail and the parking area on the school district's property. In terms of the maintenance responsibilities, under the terms of the agreement, the district would be responsible for this small section of path, as they have paths over here that they'll be maintaining as well. In addition, the district would be responsible for this path here that's on district property. By responsibility, I mean repair, replacement, and maintenance of those trails. As part of the agreement for these two areas, the pedestrian bridges would be the responsibility of the township for repair, maintenance, and replacement. So it would be one here and one here. One note for the BMPs for this site in general, there's a section of porous pavement that's going to be constructed in this area here. And as part of the BMPs, there needs to be maintenance on that, much like the fire company's parking lot, where that needs to be swept twice a year. We'll have a piece of equipment at the community center that we'll be lending the district so that they can fulfill their requirement of maintaining that piece of trail on their property twice a year. Moving down to driveway C. This is going to be a new connector driveway which will facilitate better circulation on the campus between the schools and the community center. This is a 24-foot wide cartway to accommodate two-way traffic. They'll also have a sidewalk connection on this side of the roadway, which will connect existing paths. And there'll also be a control gate at this location here. This entrance would be controlled primarily by the school district, but also coordinated with the township and our department during higher volume use of the community center so that we can have an additional means of ingress and egress from the site, and also better connectivity to the district year-round when they see fit to use that gate structure. Driveway C and all of its components, as I just explained, will be completely the responsibility of the school district for its maintenance, repair, and or replacement if and when needed. The next facility is a stormwater pond, which we'll be going to be addressing here in the next agenda item in terms of the responsibilities for this pond. But the reason I'm bringing it up now is that the district is granting us an easement to put that stormwater facility on their property to assist in accommodating the stormwater that would be produced on the site of the community center. And then lastly is driveway B. This is obviously Cocoa Avenue, and this is the existing entrance to the library facility. Everyone that's gone to the library, you come in this entrance now and you have to make an immediate right to get into the library lot. What this plan will do is extend that driveway and make it a more direct line over to the existing culvert that is existing on the township's property. Back in 1996, the township acquired an easement, an access easement from the school district for this little piece of access road in order to access the library site. As part of this agreement that you're considering this evening, that existing easement is being widened from 12 feet to 24 feet, once again, to accommodate a 24-foot wide cartway to accommodate two-way traffic. And in addition, we'll be extending that 24-foot cartway on township property to this existing culvert and widening that to 24 feet as well, so that then now we have two-way traffic all the way out to Coco as well as over to the school district. This driveway B would be considered the township's responsibility, particularly since it's the entrance to the library, and the township would be responsible for its maintenance, repair, and or replacement if and when needed. So once again, the district approved this agreement last night at their public meeting, so we're asking for your consideration of the terms as I outlined here for you this evening.
Do you have any questions for Matt?
Yeah, Matt, I've got a quick question for you.
Sure.
Just speak up because you gave
me. Yeah, I know. Sorry. Just a real quick question. I noticed according to this agreement, we're going to assume some of the costs of maintenance for these items. Was there any assumption or some kind of estimate on what these may cost? And as a follow-up, is that included in the maintenance fund that we're using, that we're putting together for the rec center or community center? I'm sorry.
In terms of putting together estimates for the maintenance,
I know they're long term and they're probably relatively insignificant.
They are. I mean, the biggest items probably on this site would be the bridges. And if folks are familiar with the bridge at Bullfrog Valley Pond, it's a laminated wooden structure, extremely sturdy. And the lifespan of those bridges are 40 to 50 years. There's obviously going to be some maintenance along the way, but don't anticipate anything that's going to be overly expensive for those. The rest of the facilities that I outlined are really macadam, and they would be primarily the same cost that we would see for roadways or
other. I'm not trying to be picky, but it's there's a larger question that I have going forward. And I brought this up with Chuck just recently. And we chatted about it. He said, well, talk to Matt, it's his. But I think it's just a general
Thanks,
question.
Wow, Rick.
Sorry. When we create new projects in the township, I'm a little concerned that where the money comes from for maintenance down the road, say 10 to 15 years, 20 years, because sometimes it seems that we don't really account for that. We try to make budget allocations as it comes. I don't know.
It's a great point. I mean, in terms of the maintenance of the roadways, certainly as we put developments in the township and those types of things, I'm sure Public Works factors in additional costs for those types of yearly maintenance. In terms of the bridges, I use Bullfrog Valley's structure because it's going to be very similar to those, a little larger, but very similar to the Bullfrog. We do an annual inspection of that, so we anticipate those costs coming well in advance, so we can budget those a year ahead of time.
Okay, so we are budgeting those costs into.
As they become evident that there's a need, sure, we'll be budgeting them in that at the end of the year.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Anyone else have any questions
for
that? If not, I'll go ahead and make the motion that the easement agreement is hereby approved between the township and the school district. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that motion carries. The next item, D8, authorization to enter into a stormwater operation and maintenance agreement with the Dairy Township School District after the release of the Bishop Community Center project.
Thank you. Once again, that stormwater facility is located right here on the plan. And as part of the improvements for the community center project, that's been constructed primarily to handle the additional stormwater that we created. As part of that requirement, and with any of these types of facilities, a stormwater operations and maintenance agreement is required to be entered into. One quick note on this pond as well, or this stormwater facility, it's being designed to also accommodate any additional stormwater that may be created from the Hershey Public Library, the family entrance courtyard project that is being contemplated at the library. So that's already figured in on this design. Since the installation of this facility is solely for the purpose of accommodating the extra stormwater from our project, the following terms will come to agreement with the district, which is outlined in the agreement, and once again, the school district approved this last evening at their meeting. The school district would assume all general maintenance of the facility, which would primarily be grass cutting and removal of minor debris, if there's anything on the cage or some minor debris removal of that from that facility. The township would assume all other responsibilities in terms of maintenance, repair, replacement of a grate if a sinkhole would open, or any of those types of issues above the general maintenance that the town, or that the district has already agreed to, the township would be responsible to do. Once again, the district approved this last evening, and I know that's a really consolidated version of the multiple-paged agreement, but that's really the responsibilities that are outlined in that agreement.
Do we have any questions for Matt on this item? Hearing none, I'll make the motion that the attached stormwater operations and maintenance agreement is approved between the township and the school district. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that motion carries. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks.
Item E25, time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for LSP Investments LLC, plat number 1300. Chuck?
Thank you. So this is a plan that was approved by the board August 14, 2018. It's for a two-lot subdivision along Sand Hill Road located in the R1 zoning district. It's a three-lot subdivision, actually. The applicant is not quite prepared to address all the conditions. They've asked for an extension of time. I'm recommending that the extension be granted with the following conditions: that the applicant reimburse the township for costs incurred in reviewing the plan no later than March 12, 2019, that the following two items happen by February 4, 2020, that the performance security is provided to guarantee the installation of the required improvements, and that the signed and executed maintenance and access agreement for the driveway is provided. Also then, that the stormwater BMP operation maintenance agreement is recorded concurrently with the plan, that the agreement for the deferment of curbing and sidewalk is recorded concurrently with the plan, that the deeds for lots 1, 2, and 3 are recorded concurrently with the plan, and that the deeds for dedication of the right-of-way along Sand Hill Road are recorded concurrently with the plan. It's not necessary for the board to take any further action on the waivers that were granted as part of the original approval.
Any questions? John, what's your name? If not, do I have a motion that the conditional approval of the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for LSP Investments LLC, Plat 1300, is extended to February 12, 2020, subject to compliance with conditions A through G in the department head recommendations section of this agenda item?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. DeZamuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And that motion carries. Next item, F9, consideration of acceptance of performance security for the post-construction stormwater management plan for 761 Hilltop Road, S-2018-006. Chuck.
Thank you. This stormwater plan is for the demolition of one house and the construction of a new house. Typically, we withhold occupancy permits until the stormwater is installed. However, in this case, because of the weather this winter, they're not able to get the stormwater completely installed and they're ready for occupancy of the home. So we are collecting a $14,418 bond or cash to ensure the completion of the improvements so that we can issue a temporary occupancy permit so they can occupy the home and still complete the improvements. I am recommending that the Board of Supervisors accept performance security in the amount of $14,418 in the form of cash, and enters into the accompanying agreement to provide financial security between Tracy Ford and the township for the post-construction stormwater management plan for 761 Hilltop Road.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Moved by Mr. Zamuda, seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that motion carries. Item G4, reduction of the performance security provided for the connecting sidewalk aspect of the preliminary final land development plan for Tanger Outlets, Plat 1280. Chuck?
Thank you. So the next two items are both related to Tanger Outlets. When the plan was approved originally, January of 2018, there was two bonds posted for the property. One was for a connecting sidewalk from the former Starbucks up to Northeast Drive. That's this first bond that we're looking at. They've completed most of the work. They had some issues with grades. Some of the macadam will need to be relaid in the spring. So we are recommending release of $18,658.75 and retention of $8,070.70 to ensure that that trail is fully completed in the spring.
Anyone have any questions?
Chuck, is there a crosswalk that's been installed on Northeast Drive?
That's part of what you have to be done.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did they give you a timetable on that?
It's going to be paving and weather.
Not now.
Some of the grades were a little too steep in some areas.
And so where is that crosswalk going to be received on the other side? There's curbing there now, right?
I don't think I brought this plan up.
Yeah. Well, I guess my point is that it has to be a ramp, correct?
On the opposite side?
Yeah.
No, we don't typically require a developer on one side of the property to put improvements on the other side. However, for the Pinehurst apartments that you guys saw a sketch plan for, there we will be connecting, extending the sidewalk and connecting.
Okay.
At that time.
But you can install a crosswalk without...
As I recall, it's coming into the driveway of...
Oh, okay, right.
So that it's a flat area that it's connecting to.
Okay.
Temporarily, people could get up.
Yeah. Or otherwise, we could just be doing a curb ramp into grass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Any other questions on that item? If not, I'll make a motion to authorize the release of $18,658.75 from the performance security provided in the form of Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America, bond 106819808 for the connecting sidewalk aspect of the preliminary final land development plan for Tanger Outlets Plat 1280, resulting in a new balance of $8,070.70. Do I have a second?
Seconded
by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that motion carries. H3, release of the performance security provided for the required site improvements represented by the preliminary final land development plan for Tanger Outlet, plat number 1280. Chuck?
So that's for all of the other improvements that were necessary for the new Starbucks store. HRG has completed inspection and recommended that the full release be granted. So therefore, I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors authorize the release of performance security in the amount of $90,377.93.
Any questions for Chuck?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamud. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Chuck. That motion carries. Item I3, authorization to advertise an ordinance amending the code of the Township of Derry, ordinance number 553, chapter 210, parking prohibited at all times in certain locations by establishing parking restrictions on both sides of Maple Avenue between Coast Avenue and H Street. Chief?
Apparently we're having mic issues. The battery's out on this one, so I am told I am good at projecting my voice, so I will take it micless. We received correspondence through the township from a resident at 329 Cocoa Avenue. They are on the north side of that block of Maple between Cocoa and H Street. There was an issue with cars attending events at Memorial Field or the playground in that area, parking, trying to get off street, and ended up making ruts and causing sediment to be displaced from the property onto the roadway, possibly into the stormwater system. So the resident asked for some type of mitigation for those vehicles that are parking in that area and causing that damage to the property and the displacement of the sediment. Our traffic safety section took a look at the parking issue as related to Title 67 There was a criteria that was met within that section. The width of the roadway being a certain width. At that point, at one point it was 18 feet, and another location 25 feet. And it did meet the criteria to restrict parking, at least on one side. There's not really a lot of parking on the south side, but we can restrict it on the north side to eliminate those vehicles parking in that area, and still being able to get vehicles abreast of one another when they're traveling either way on that segment of the roadway, albeit it's a short segment through there. So we're asking for advertisement of this ordinance change and to eventually be able to post that as no parking to prevent that property damage.
Are there any questions?
How many parking places is that involved?
Because there is a stop sign that comes out to Cocoa Avenue, it's probably only going to be maybe two or three parking spaces that will be eliminated. But the damage is fairly significant, and it does displace quite a bit of sediment out onto the roadway.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions?
Yeah, Garth, can I just make a request that when we have these things, just a quick map to sort of show? Because I didn't know what H Street, I don't think many people do know what H Street is.
Okay.
Yeah, a map would be helpful, to, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, would someone like to make a motion to authorize to advertise the ordinance amending the code of the Township of Barry, Ordinance number 553, Chapter 210-38, parking prohibited at all times in certain locations by establishing parking restrictions on both sides of Maple between Cocoa and H.
I'll make
the motion. Moved by Mr. Zamuda. I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And that motion carries. Now time for board correspondence.
I have nothing.
Nothing either?
Nothing.
And now we'll start over with you, Chief. Anything this evening?
Actually, just a couple things. Lieutenant Roach and I met with the administrative bodies of some of the local schools to go over the Safe to Save program out of the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office, trying to get some of the coordination for those notifications in order. Lieutenant Faree graduated from the 7th Pennsylvania State Police Leadership Development Program this week. It was a three-week program centered on developing leaders within law enforcement. And this past Saturday, we did one of our coffee with the cops at the Pantry Cafe at the grocery store. It was well attended, and we appreciated those that wanted to come out and ask us questions and just talk to us in general.
Great. Thank you. Fire Department, Mr. Sassman.
I have nothing to
say. Bob, do you recover?
Public Works is getting some sleep right now. They were out last night. I think they were all called out around 9, 10 o'clock. And they worked right on through all day today to try to stay up with this. So we're out there. We're working on it. And hopefully we'll get some little bit warmer weather here to help us out.
I'm sure the department was excited to see the groundhog's prediction. Thank you to everybody for all you're doing. And Jeff from the library.
Yes, we met with our general contractor, and it looks like we're going to start our circulation desk renovation project the week of March 18th.
That's exciting. Cheryl, anything?
Just really quick, just want to let the board know some of the plans that we have here, obviously only upon award of bids for this project, but as part of the project demolition, there's going to be several streetlights that will be taken out along the entrance driveway of the recreation center. And we're planning to replace some of the lights in Chocolatown Park that are either damaged or have fallen in the past and just were never replaced. They're very similar in style. It might be a little shorter than the other ones in the park, but thought that was an prudent use of those lights rather than just getting rid of them and putting them in the park. So just want to let you know if you see that kind of activity going on in April. That's what's happening.
That's great, Matt. Thanks a lot for that. I appreciate that. Is there? I noticed there's more there than probably need replaced. Are you going to store them somewhere?
The ones that we don't, yes, we'll store. Yeah. I know Tom and Bob from Public Works were very anxious to make sure that we preserve the ones that we remove.
Great.
So if there's any extras, we'll hang on to them.
That's great. We'll see if we go through them fast. And, is there, and they're the short ones. They're short ones and tall ones. Are there the shorter ones?
Yeah, there's one that's almost probably about the same size as the ones in the park, but the other ones are shorter, which actually may be better because they're under the trees.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cardona?
Nothing
tonight. Chuck, anything else?
Yeah, we're working on a revision to the zoning ordinance, another one. I'd like to schedule a hearing for March 12th at 6 o'clock.
Thank you. Ms. Umbrin?
I've been getting a couple questions lately as the schedule of the streetscape project. As you know, a lot of the work has stopped over the winter because it's hard to do road construction projects in the winter. one of the next steps to occur is the replacement of the signal poles at Linden and Ridge. In talking with Eric from Matt's office, those have been ordered and we're looking for a revised schedule from the contractor so that we understand what works occur. So we'll make sure to communicate that once we review that.
If you could maybe at the next meeting, if you had anything to share, just pass that along. Of course, I know you put it in the email blast for Jill to send out as well, so people know what to expect.
Absolutely, yep.
Thank you. Ms. Henry, anything with
nothing,
you?
Thank you.
Anything to share?
Nothing this evening, but thank you.
All right, then we'll move on to approval of accounts payable. I'll make the motion to approve accounts payable of $488,593 and two payrolls of $793,850.88. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And finally, our last visitor and public comment section. As was the case in the first section, please approach the microphone, let us know your name, your address, and try to limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
My name is James Carter. I live at 2097 Wally Road. Not as much a comment as seeking a point of clarity. When it came to ordinance number 708, you did choose to approve part of it, not approving the Garber Inn. My question is this, is that tabled or is that now off the table?
We'll let Chuck answer that so it's answered properly because he can explain it like nobody else can.
Sure, when a municipality or when anybody brings forward a rezoning of a property, there is no timeline within the municipality's planning code that says action must be taken. Mm-hmm. So unless the supervisors flat out denied it, it still could be adopted at some future date when people felt that the right infrastructure was in place.
Then my next question would be in regard to Ordinance 709, the way it was mentioned generally, would that serve to fast track the Garber request to come back again?
No, 709 is the text of the overlay district. So it to put it, this isn't exactly correct, but if you think inside of a zoning ordinance, you have criteria for setbacks, for impervious cover and so on. That's the type of amendment that was. It sets the stage for what's permitted. It lists some permitted uses and conditional uses within that overlay, but it doesn't, it only affects properties that then have that overlay, and today the only property that has that overlay is the 53 acres next to Gratian and Methodist.
Okay. So then my assumption that it was tabled is correct?
I think tables in action. There was no action taken at all.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not going to talk about the Garber, but I don't want to continue that.
My name is Skip Becker. I live at 79 Almond Drive here in Hershey. I have no questions specifically, but I would like to at least offer the wisdom associated with active adult communities. and that is that these are communities that are generally beneficial to people who are choosing to live with one another of the same age and of the same disposition, and hopefully are able to then benefit from one another. They are not necessarily retirement communities. These people work for a living, and they just happen to be 55 years or older. And so having that core of individuals who are 55 plus of an active adult community does give our community at large a resource of people who are typically better educated, have better jobs, have time to provide their community with what leadership and with what experience they may have. And although they don't necessarily have children, they may have residents who are 18 or older, they are, for the most part, a revenue stream that I think is important to our community. They are going to pay school taxes on their individual dwellings that should benefit all of us as we go forward. So while the item is not tabled or no action was taken, I would like to speak on behalf of those communities as they present themselves to us both now and in the future. I live in a kind of 55-plus community. People around me are about my same age, and most of them do know that Lonnie Donegan created your chewing gum was its favorite and most overnight because we are all the same age. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Becker. Well, we know honor up here tonight. I'm Gary Garber, 930 Stover Hill Road. Let me give you a little history of how we got to where we're at. Our farm is an operating dairy farm up until 1975 when my father and grandfather decided. And it was hard for this farm to support three families. They were getting older, especially my grandfather. I started a new business, so we decided to sell half the farm, which is now South Point. We sold South Point to a gentleman farmer who decided he was going to be a farmer for life, and that lasted about 3 years when he had marital trouble, had to sell the farm, sold it to a developer. So we kept farming the other half of the farm, had cows, chickens, all those good things. Then came the development of South Point. Now the chickens, the cows, the pigs made too much noise, they smelled too bad, all those wonderful things that happens on the farm. So we got rid of the cows, chickens, goats, and pigs, and decided we'll just farm the farm as a money-making project, sell the crops, no animals and all that good things. So the last couple of years we decided we wanted to develop half our farm, which we're still on. We have 130 acres. We decided to sell 67 acres for development. We decided on the over 55 partial development because we thought that was the best thing for the township. And Mr. Becker told you why, and that's a true story. No kids in the school district, lots of increased taxes, less traffic than a normal development, all those good things. So now we have the problem of Milltown Road. Milltown Road is a very busy road, I acknowledge that. But it's not as bad as downtown Hershey. It's not as bad as Route 322 in front of the medical center. And it's not as bad as Hockersville Road. The Milltown Road Coalition says fix the road first, then you do the developments. I contend you do the developments and help fix the roads. You have a unique opportunity now to maybe improve a mile of Milltown Road from Stoverdale Road down to the cell phone. With our development, with Country Market or Stouffer's of Kissaville, they're going to do some development. The Crandall property and Zell property, you can improve that road the whole way down through there pretty easily. We're going to wait for the state to do it. Nobody will be around when that happens, I contend. So one more thing and then I'm done. Let me tell you about the comprehensive plan. The first comprehensive plan was done 25 years ago. We went to all the meetings, listened to all the talk, had our land set to be zoned economic development. That was fine until the last meeting. Well, the last night, when we didn't attend that meeting, unfortunately, and the land was put back to agriculture by a supervisor who ended up developing Hershey Heights, did that, left town, never to see it again. Now we come forth 2 years ago, we have the same comprehensive plan situation. Same thing, go to all the meetings, listen to all the things, and at the last minute, the supervisors decide to keep an agriculture from being part of the Hershey West project, all due to the Middletown route. So I don't know what your logic is as far as you approve a 300-acre plot of land for the Hershey Trust, and without a real traffic study, I guess. And I don't know. So I don't know, is it collusion, is it discrimination? I don't know, maybe we should get Mr. Moore to investigate the whole thing. But all I want to say in closing is, we don't want to put cows back in the farm, we sure don't want to put pigs back in the farm, but we gotta do something with it. We can't keep going the way we're going. We rent the ground to a local farmer, he pays us enough to pay the taxes, pay the insurance, and maintain the property. So I'm asking you to reconsider your position on this project. Work with me, the ones that will talk to me. We haven't talked to you any time about this project, but it is a legitimate good project for the community, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Yes.
Steve Seidel, the West Nevada Avenue. I have a head start, maybe a quick question or two. I think Ms. Amanda was talking about the entrance where the library is and how that easement plays in. I thought I heard you mention about a project at the library. Is it other than the circulation desk project? Is there another project going on with the library? How does that play in with this, and in particular, how does also all this play together in terms of parking? I understand what you're trying to do with synergy between the school district parking and the parking for the new community center, but how about as far as the parking for the library? I'm concerned with that entrance coming in there, that during more significant events, that you're not going to be able to park at the library, because that's closer and less of a walk than from walking from the school district. So can you comment on that? Those two kind of issues?
Sure. I can, and I'll do my best with the new entrance, and maybe jump in too. So the library is, as part of their planning process right now, is looking at redoing the entrance that is located on the south of the building, closest facing the recreation center. Right now it's a set of steps, a ramp, that goes into the meeting rooms, and it's really not heavily used in terms of, it's kind of a controlled access right now, but the desire is to have a new entrance to the library that's closer to the main parking lot that's accessible to get into the building. So I don't know all the details of that entrance, but that's the entrance that I was talking about. So any of the improvements there, this pond that I had referenced earlier, would accommodate any additional stormwater for that alteration of that entrance there. In terms of the parking concern, that's something we've talked about throughout the planning process for the community center, is ensuring that when we have events at the community center that we don't impact library to the best of our ability, not impact parking in the village on the residential streets, and that's why we entered into the shared parking agreement with the school district. So to the best of our ability, we are going to be, when those meets occur, we'll be getting information out to all participants. They will have a meet packet with specific locations that they need to park at, where we will have staff controlling access. So that, in other words, if someone tries to get into the library, it's going to the swim meet, they're not going to be able to park there, and they'll be rerouted to the designated parking. So we try to be cognizant of the issues that we have the library as a neighbor, and we've been with the library for years on those types of issues when we both had larger events. So I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve, but we'll make whatever adjustments we can. So I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah, I think you answered the question. I don't know how big a project that changing the access and the entrance to the library is, but is that factored in as well with the town? So it's maybe more a question for supervisors. Is that factored into the township budget and borrowing and whatever, however else that might get funded?
That's an important question.
Yeah, we received a Keystone grant to perform that construction.
So 100% of that project?
No, 50% is funded by the Keystone grant, another 50% by the endowment trust. I believe that's correct.
Yeah,
actually. So it's not on our budget.
So not going to require tax, local tax dollars for that. Okay, great.
Thank you. Oh, I was just going to give you an update on the numbers and where they're coming from for the grant, but no.
Okay. Thank you.
Line Link, 230 West Ariba. I said I wasn't going to comment on the Garber, but it is interesting. I don't think it's a 55 plus, obviously, because the board just approved that for the Hershey Trust Company, that overlay. I do feel for the Garbers, and having that 55 plus neighborhood is going to make it much more difficult for them to market. Maintenance cost worries for the Glue Lane Bridge. Rick, I appreciate the sentiment, but you're about to build a facility with acres of water under roof. So if you're worried about a pedestrian bridge maintenance cost and you're not worried about the rec center maintenance cost,
this is a general.
That's just mind boggling. DEP permits for the bridges. Do you have all the permits in hand for those stream crossings?
I don't want to tell you something that's not true.
Okay, I hope you do. From a delay standpoint.
Yeah, I know that. I know that our engineers are working.
Okay.
On that. I can't tell you if they're in hand or not.
The existing culvert, you're going to a two lane. Right now, it's a one lane on the existing culvert. If you go to two lanes, there's not going to be any room for pedestrians without them walking the streets. Are you widening the existing culvert?
We're widening the existing culvert, and there will be a pedestrian walkway.
That's right.
That.
Okay. Yeah. I hope that is also permitted. DEP will require a permit for that as well. So it's interesting just to reflect on the fact that I challenged the budget projections just at the beginning of this meeting, and only one of the five supervisors, one of the four that voted or expressed they would vote for that budget, based on that projection, was willing to take that wager. Let's say it's hypothetical. Again, are any of you confident enough to say that 50% of those three line items, septage, increased property tax from the Hershey West End project, and Giant Center refinancing is going to amount to 50% of those projected numbers? Hearing
none?
I think it just seems like an odd thing to ask, but then every budget year I'll be happy to come back and revisit those three line items, because I guarantee, or at least I'm willing to bet a dollar, that they are not going to amount to 50% of those projections. And I sure hope you go home and you look at those line items and you feel real confident that that $375 from septage, the $250,000 from the Giant Center refinancing, and the $80,000 to $500,000 in increased tax revenue by 2026 are real. Because if they're not, we're going to be millions plus short of the revenue projections. And it's going to be
on what?
I don't know that we want to be.
Brian, please understand that
we all work hard every day with staffing consultants to make the most informed decisions
the
possible.
Consultant,
let me finish, please.
The consultant, clearly indicated that these numbers were received from the township. They are protecting themselves. So when this all happens,
I'm just saying that sitting in these seats, working with the consultants and with the administration, we're making the most informed decisions every day. There is never a guarantee that these decisions will always be accurate, to your point, but we're making the best decisions that we can with the information that we
have. I understand. You guys all have full-time jobs.
That has something to do with that.
No, I'm not. You all have full-time jobs. You got $50 a meeting. This is not a good job. This is not this is hard to do with everything else that you balance in your life. This project is too important for our community to be rushing into it. And I've said this over and over again. There's technical issues, there's permitting issues that we need to make sure are taken care of. Because you've approved the bid, and every minor change is going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Once you're under contract, that contractor's got you. So you better be really confident that all that technical stuff is taken care of and all the financial stuff is lined up, because it's going to be way more than 0.55 mil to pay for this project. And I know some of you might not be here in 5, 10, 30 years, but I want to be. And I want this community to be the place that I wanted to move to. And I don't see this regional swim center aligning with those values. So
I'm not going to get in an argument. I'm just going to say this, Brian, because we don't have to. We can call me on my cell phone, but I believe you're dead wrong on a lot of this stuff. So feel free to call me. We can discuss. We don't have to debate here.
That's fine. Yeah. When I first made the offer, one of you took it up. So.
There is one comment that I want to make, and that is that what you're referencing are budget projections.
Right.
That we are doing for the next 5-10 years, which is a practice that was never done at this township up until 2 years ago when we started doing it. So when you put together projections that are 5 to 7 years out, there's obviously we spent time and we considered them and we put them in, so we wouldn't just do that if we didn't believe that they're valid. But I just want to give this board a little credit. We're projecting more than any board has in the past.
That's fine.
So we're taking this seriously.
But any model is only as good as the inputs. Bad inputs in create bad outputs out. And I'm not saying that you're not doing the best you can. I'm just saying shooting for the stars doesn't mean, shooting for the moon doesn't mean you're going to be among the stars. Shooting for the moon and missing means you're going to burn up on reentry. So,
don't worry, because we all live here too, and well beyond our terms, we want to make sure our community is the right place to live as well. So, thank you, Brian.
Yes, thank you.
Any other comments for this evening? If not, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting? So, moved by everybody, seconded by everybody, all those in favor. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for coming this evening.
But I get to turn mine on. Can you send me your recording tomorrow?
Yes, I will.